cup, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing a number of things at one time. I'm multitasking, they call it, I guess. But what I like to do in this hour here, seeing as it's certainly an hour of reflection, I think, is I'd like to get back to the concepts, if I could, that were enunciated quite well in the 1960s by author and prolific constitutional scholar Dan Smoot. And one of them was on basic constitutional government. And it is one of those television programs, the audio of, that is posted on YouTube now that I think is so incredibly timely this weekend, because all of this talk about Independence Day, it's not even called that anymore, but it is referred to as the 4th of July, and increasingly that's all it's referred to as, has just become nothing but a celebration of ancient history, if I may say. That's right, ancient history, because let's face it, America today is 180 degrees turned around, upside down, from what it was in 1775 and 1776. And you know, the shot heard around the world, the Lexington gun that was heard across the globe, was the shot that actually indicated an experiment in a whole new form of government in history, throughout history, actually. And it was this nation intended to be a nation that God spoke of when he spoke of it in the Old Covenant, that there would be a people, and there would be a nation, and they would be my people who would come back to him, not in Jerusalem, but no, in a new land, an unwalled city, as it were, surrounded by two oceans. And that would be the people of Israel in the last day, while at the same time the bad fig tree would be planted in Jerusalem that would indicate Satan would be preparing to make his grand entrance within that 70 or 72-year framework, as we've indicated and we've seen in the scriptures, that Satan will come, he will return, and he will be posed as Jesus. He will come as the new Jesus returned. And whether he's an alien with all of the new ageism on television today that is all part of this brainwashing campaign, or whether he will be a Martian or someone else, he will be the man returned to bring peace to the world, and he will bring about that healing of the mortal wound. Mortal wound will be when this new world order does collapse, when it fails, since the iron and the clay do not bind together. They cannot hold. And these are all symbolic references, yet they are prophetic references to our day today. Daniel was chief among them, and Daniel, of course, was the key to understanding Revelation. It's just absolutely breathtaking that here we would have two opposite seed lines, you know, two opposite peoples, one the people of God, the other the people of Satan and his wicked one, and they would be fighting it out in the last days. And all of those who come between them, all of the children in between them, all of the other races, all of the other ethnicities who come in contact with each. So this is that final playground, folks. this is it. And you just can't dismiss it, because here it's coming to play exactly as it was forecast over 2,500 years ago. Now, you tell me somebody with a Ouija board or some sort of prophetic, hand up in the sky, finger in the air, can make that kind of forecast and have it come exactly to the T and the letter. And boy, I'll tell you, I'll be anxiously awaiting to meet that one. But they don't exist. Nostradamus couldn't do it, despite many predictions and any of the other soothsayers that have come along. But here is Daniel in captivity, and the angel of God spoke to Daniel, telling him to write that this writing would be for the last generation of this age on earth. Right now, I think we have time to play this first segment that I have on this so-called Independence Day weekend, and the whole meaning of Declaration of Independence, which did lead to the U.S. Constitutional only after the Bill of Rights were added on. Let's see if we have that Dan Smoot report now. Let's play it.
Constitution of the United States. We cannot reestablish constitutional government and restore our free republic until a decisive number of Americans understand the Constitution and use it as a guide to political action. A constitution is meaningless unless it is construed to mean exactly what it says, and unless agents of government are compelled to obey all its provisions. You cannot depend on politicians to tell you whether they violate the Constitution. They all say they respect and obey it. You cannot depend on any agent of government to tell you what your Constitution means. You must read it yourself to find out. When you find out, you should do your utmost to remove from public office every official who violates the Constitution's clear meaning, if you want to save your own freedom and help restore your republic. I have published the full text of the Constitution. All who order copies of this broadcast will receive it. That is a summary of my report on Constitution of the United States. The full report after a message from my sponsor. The Constitution delegates the major powers of the federal government to Congress. The Constitution provides for a Supreme Court, specifying and limiting its original jurisdiction, giving Congress absolute authority to control, limit, or abolish the court's appellate jurisdiction. Federal courts are given no authority over any state laws. The first article of the Constitution begins, "All legislative powers herein granted." This means that the federal government cannot legally exercise any power not clearly granted in the Constitution. The 52-word preamble includes promotion of the general welfare among the broad purposes for which the Constitution was ordained, but the preamble is not a grant of power. The only other place where promotion of the general welfare is mentioned in our Constitution is Section 8 of Article 1. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imports, and excises, to pay the debts, and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. Many assert that this general welfare clause gives government broad powers to do anything which the President and Congress claim to be necessary for common defense and general welfare. That is not true. James Madison, father of the Constitution, said the Constitution grants no general powers to the federal government. He explained that the so-called welfare clause is not a grant of power. It is merely a heading for enumerated powers which Congress may exercise to provide for the common defense and general welfare. James Madison delivered a speech on this subject to the first United States Congress. Quote, "If Congress can apply money indefinitely to the general welfare and are the sole and supreme judges of the general welfare, they may take the care of religion into their own hands. They may establish teachers in every state, county, and parish, and may pay them out of the public treasury. They may take into their own hands the education of children, establishing in like manner schools throughout the Union. They may undertake the regulation of all roads other than post roads. In short, everything from the highest object of state legislation down to the most minute object of policy would be thrown under the power of Congress. For every object I have mentioned would admit the application of money and might be called, if Congress pleased, provisions for the general welfare." End quote. Madison also said, The powers delegated to the federal government are few and defined. Those which are to remain in the state governments are numerous and indefinite. The powers reserved to the states will extend to all the objects which, in the ordinary course of affairs, concern the lives, liberties, and properties of the people, the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state. In short, the Constitution created a system in which the federal government is limited to enumerated powers, states remaining sovereign republics with regard to their internal affairs. In such a system, state governments, which can be controlled by local citizens, have elastic, unspecified power to experiment with social reform legislation, which may seem to be required. Legislation, for example, dealing with unemployment, medical care for the destitute, and other such general welfare programs. If a state government abuses its broad powers, it will lose productive citizens to other states. The experience of other states and competition among states will force correction of major errors. If the federal government is given broad general powers to experiment with social reform legislation and to intervene in private and state affairs, the stupidities of the general bureaucracy can be imposed on the whole population uniformly, leaving no place for oppressed citizens to seek refuge, no competition to force correction or even admission of error, no competitive example anywhere to prove that freedom works better than bureaucratic planning. If federal officials assume power to experiment with programs not authorized by the Constitution, they break the contract of government, the Constitution. When, for any cause, however popular, for any need, however great, for any emergency, however dire, federal officials violate the binding contract of the Constitution, nothing is left to fend off tyranny. When the federal government commits one act not authorized by the Constitution, it cracks the dam erected to control governmental power. The crack may at first be imperceptible, but eventually it will widen until the dam is gone, and a destructive flood of uncontrollable governmental power will engulf all. Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, expressed the unique American concept of a constitutionally limited federal government when he said, "In questions of political power, speak to me not of confidence in men, but just bind them down from mischief with the chains of a constitution." Does this mean that an 18th century constitution prevents the nation from ever acting through the federal government to do something which a majority wants done? No. The people, by due process, can amend the Constitution, granting power which they want government to have. By no other means can the Constitution be legally changed, or limitations of the power of government legally altered. A Supreme Court decision is not constitutionally valid if it reads into the Constitution or its amendments some meaning not there when the Constitution and its amendments were adopted. Presidential decrees and acts of Congress are constitutionally invalid, no matter what the Supreme Court says, and no matter how many previous decrees and acts may be cited as precedents, if said decrees and acts are not patently, constitutionally authorized. Obeying the Constitution does not mean obedience by the people. It means obedience by the federal government. The Constitution is a binding contract adopted by the people, meaning exactly what it says, to be obeyed meticulously by all agents and agencies of government, to be changed only by explicit constitutional process. Legislative, executive, and judicial usurpation of power has violated the Constitution so long and so outrageously that this nation is sinking day by day into a morass of lawless tyranny. We cannot reestablish constitutional government and restore our free republic until a decisive number of Americans understand our organic documents of government and use them as guides to political action. The organic documents are the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution as amended. In the report on which this broadcast is based, and in the report for the broadcast next week, I publish full text of our organic documents of government. The Declaration of Independence is too short to fill one whole report. The Constitution and its 24 amendments are too long for one report. So, in the report on which this particular broadcast is based, I publish the full text of the Constitution of the United States, as written by the Founding Fathers at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, 1787, and as adopted by the original 13 states in the American Union. The actual text is prefaced with brief commentary on the meaning of the Constitution, the commentary taken largely from the Founding Fathers themselves. My broadcast next week will give full text of the Declaration of Independence and of all constitutional amendments with commentary. My hope is that a significant number of Americans will get, read, pass on to others, and discuss these documents, which are the foundation stones of our greatness as a nation, the only bulwarks to protect our liberties as civilized human beings. Unless a significant number of Americans do study these organic documents of government and use them as guides to political action, our republic is doomed. A constitution is meaningless unless it is construed to mean exactly what it says, and unless the agents of government sworn to uphold the Constitution are compelled to obey all its provisions explicitly. You should not vote for any politician who consistently, by his voting in Congress and by his support of federal programs and policies, violates the Constitution. You cannot depend on the politicians to tell you whether they violate the Constitution. They all tell you they respect and obey it. You cannot depend on any agents of government in the judicial, executive, or legislative branches to tell you what your Constitution means. You must read it yourself to find out. When you find out, you should do your utmost to remove from public office every official who violates the Constitution's clear meaning, if you want to save your own freedom and help restore your republic. All who order copies of this broadcast will receive the full text of the Constitution of the United States with commentary from the Founding Fathers. I am Dan Smoot. Goodbye. God bless you.
All right. We are back now, and that commentary, I think, was perhaps the best I have ever heard from any constitutional scholar and journalist in my lifetime. And I think the evidence of it is exactly what he said. No question, today we are in a morass of collapse, if you will, of the basic organic structure over which this so-called nation has been held together. The colonies gave way to a central government. And, you know, in my state, Rhode Island, it was the key state, ironically, that would be the holdout for the constitutional adoption until those first 10 amendments were adopted, the Bill of Rights. And many of the others, of course, were willing to do just that, go along, get along, and say, well, we can address those issues later. And, you know, we understand what the government can and cannot do. Well, it wasn't intended for that generation. Like the scriptures and the prophecies, it was intended for its progeny, for us today, to see the war is a war, a legal battleground. And indeed, we can go much deeper, as Andy Hitchcock has just said, and recognize that this battle is a battle between two little children in the womb. You know, Esau fighting his brother Jacob, and he wants that control. He wants that blessing and that birthright he thinks he was entitled to as the firstborn of Rebekah to once again come to his table. But he ain't going to get it back. It's gone forever. And that means finito. But he won't stop trying. Satan never gives up. His kiddies never give up. And they come back year after year after year after year with more determination than ever to try to wrest control of the nations of the world to them, to bow to them. And the most, you know, disgusting part of it all, as we shoot off fireworks this weekend and munch on hamburgers and the like, is that the enablers of all of this have been the people who called themselves the Americans, the Anglo-Saxon, the Caucasian people who have sold out. More to come in just a few minutes, and we will continue with more commentary as well. Rick Adams, Uncensored, join us.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Well, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen. In the we have a short segment here, as you know. When we come back in the final half hour today, I would like to let you hear the next program, which is not sequential to the last, because we do not have that recording online. That is the Declaration of Independence, but one called America's Promise. So in the time I have right now, I did want to mention once again that we are posted on YouTube, and we are in the process. In fact, it should be any day now. I made a short vignette, so to speak, one of my brief commentaries in the exteriors of property, just commenting on a series of things. It was about 7 or 8 minutes, and that will be uploaded to YouTube anytime now. In the meantime, we are going to produce new television programs, which also shall be uploaded to Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. So you can look us up, you can subscribe to the channel, be a member, and get notifications as new video postings appear. Rick458 is the email, Rick, R-I-C-K, 458 at Cox, Freedompalooza.net. Don't forget the Hallapalooza, Freedompalooza, as I call it, Hallapalooza. That was a movie going way back, many, many years. And Freedompalooza is happening right now this weekend with Paul Tepeti and Polka Face and the gang. And I hope that you will avail yourselves, if you're in the area, the Pennsylvania area, the Philadelphia area, to go and pay them a visit. Art, I believe, is there this weekend as well. Art from Philly. So, you know, he and a bunch of others are certainly gathered together to honor, you know, the spirit of independence, which is the basis for everything we talk about on these programs. Without it, there is no point to being. It's all divine and divinely inspired. You know, everything in this universe in my life now has gone back to him, the creator, the one who made it all possible. He created everything from nothing, and he can make everything into nothing again, as he did, oh, gosh knows how many hundreds of millions of billions of years ago when this earth was created, and then he destroyed that earth age. Not the earth, not the souls, but the age. The age of the Leviathans that roamed the earth, and the age that saw the rebellion, the catapult of Satan being overthrown because he was trying to capture the world then. And remember, all of it's happening again. It's one of those Kodak moments, you know. We're seeing the print developed from the negative. Once again, we're seeing those forces line up on each side. And that is the amusing thing in one sense, because this battle is a spiritual battle. And you have to ask yourself logically, why is it that these people who say they are the children of God are dependent on that tiny little strip of land and killing every single thing that they can get away with killing, which suits their purposes, including animals at the Gaza City Zoo going back several years ago, fits their purposes. Now, that's not the handiwork of God, obviously. It's the other guy. And why is it that that tiny strip of land is dependent to prevent another, quote, Holocaust? Well, we know why. Again, that's Satan's, shall we say, descending pattern. And he will land on that land. He will appear in the temple where he ought not be, in the flesh, in that spot reserved for God and by God for his nations. And Satan wants it. He wants it back. And we're told that he's not going to have it back. But he's trying. He's rounding up his children. He's bringing them all there. And as I was saying before the break, the enablers are all making it possible. All of these so-called Christian, Bible-believing, cover-to-cover, John Hagee types of Christians are doing everything in their power to continue to arm the enemy of God, so that he can reserve Jerusalem as Satan's landing pad. When he comes, when he appears in that temple, that's where he will be. In that place where he ought not to be. All right, folks, we'll come back with more of the Smoot Report and America's Promise and where it all went. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, we're back, folks. Last half hour of our program. We certainly have some room for a call or two quickly today. As we all are, I'm sure, going to experience the weekend, the long weekend, Monday, a federal holiday for Independence Day. And, you know, with all that's happening across America today, and we know what's responsible for it, who's responsible for it, we know that these are the days which are upon us, that the very men of God who were pioneers in independence centuries ago, like Patrick Henry, could foresee. They could foresee not necessarily these Kenites taking over the true Israelites, but they could foresee the end of that experiment called freedom under God in America and what it was all about. Right now, I would like to extend a little more commentary from Dr. Smoot on the promise of America. Right now, we'll play this.
America's Promise. To President Johnson, a great society means government-guaranteed material prosperity and universal equality as defined and enforced by government. To the American Founding Fathers, a great society meant a political system which left people free to follow their own destinies with God's help. Not a nation devoted to the ideal of the common man, but a place where a man could become uncommon without a government to harass him and hold him down to a common level. America was founded and built into the greatest nation of all times by men who established a constitutional system of limited government to guarantee personal freedom, by men who, firm in their faith in God, spoke with divine authority when they said to their own government, "Thou shalt not abridge these freedoms which God has given us. Government shall not." That was the promise of America. That is a summary of my report on America's Promise. The full report after a message from my sponsor. To President Lyndon B. Johnson, a great society means government-provided housing, government-guaranteed medical care, government-financed education, government-stabilized agriculture, government-subsidized arts, government-controlled industry, government-regulated jobs, government-created material prosperity, and universal equality as defined and enforced by government. To the American Founding Fathers, a great society meant the direct opposite. It meant a political system which left people free to follow their own destinies with God's help. The promise of America is obvious to anyone who knows her early history, knows enough about the Founding Fathers to understand their lives and their ideals. But the teeming millions from Europe who glutted our eastern ports of entry and pushed across the continent to the Pacific in the 19th century, they, for the most part, were ignorant of the details of American history. What was the promise of America to them? A promise of fertile land, cheap and abundant? A promise of great deposits of natural resources? A promise of good climate? There have always been other places with greater natural resources, with climate as good or better, and with land more fertile and plentiful than in the United States of America. Those American pioneers who pushed through gaps in the mountains, driving westward with blue vistas of hope and adventure in their eyes, were they in quest of social security or some kind of government-guaranteed existence? Were they yearning for the fat and easy life? Were they bound for the land of the common man? Most of them were common men in the general evaluation of the world. Most of them were poor and would have welcomed abundance. They all were human and would have been glad to be spared hardship and arduous labor. But these were not the things they sought in the New World. They expected and they encountered more hardship and harsh toil in the raw American wilderness than they had left behind in Europe. They were looking for a place where a common man could, God willing, become uncommon, where a man could become whatever his vision, his faith, his energy, his intellect, and his manhood combined to make him, without a government to harass him and hold him down to a common level for the benefit of the general welfare. In short, the promise of America was freedom. Today, a whole generation of Americans have been educated to believe that freedom means ease and comfort. Freedom is not a soft way of life, but it is the only noble way for creatures made in the image of God. When man is left free to struggle, he develops strength and wisdom by struggling. When forced into dependence upon government, he becomes a dependent personality, flabby and irresolute, with no will, courage, or personal convictions. A free man can dream and will dare to enter what Job called the warfare of life, to capture his dreams and transform them into reality. A dependent personality has no dream of conquering anything. He has instead greed. Greed to get all he can for himself, not by constructive effort, but by continuing demands upon the power which made him dependent. There are many hazards in a free society. One hazard is that there will always be people who will not manage their own affairs as well as they should, or as well as someone else thinks they should. But when you start passing laws to force people to do all the things that someone else thinks good for them, you are headed for a slave society. The early American patriots had a deep suspicion of all government, including the one they created. They knew that the worst threat to a man's life, liberty, and property is the government under which he lives. They knew that all governments will, if permitted, waste the labors of the people and ultimately enslave the people, always under the pretense of taking care of the people. Modern liberals are not suspicious of government. They worship government. They want to set government up as a kind of big brother deity to look after us and run our lives for us. Modern liberals presume that you, an individual, if left to your own devices and resources, do not have enough decency, ability, or good sense to educate your own children, provide your own housing, prepare for your own future, or help a neighbor in desperate need. Therefore, liberals want laws which will force you to do all things that liberals think you should do. They take money away from you and put it in a big federal pot, on the presumption that politicians and bureaucrats will make better use of your money than you would. But remember, politicians and bureaucrats are themselves individuals. As individuals, they, according to their own liberal philosophy, are incapable of managing their own affairs. Once vested with political power, they are presumably transfigured and transformed, automatically injected with enough ability to manage the affairs of the world. In short, modern liberalism rests on the assumption that political power makes men wiser than God. As philosophies of government, modern liberalism, communism, and fascism are all essentially the same. Each believes that government should have absolute power to promote the general welfare. The trouble here is that when government has absolute power to promote the general welfare, government must have absolute power to decide what the general welfare is. Why do communists murder people in nations they take over? Well, they're promoting the general welfare, as communists see it. The welfare state, with the usual trappings of government price controls, government fixed minimum wages, government subsidies, government relief for the poor, and government pensions, was tried out in ancient Babylon, ancient Greece, ancient Rome, in Mussolini's Italy, in Hitler's Germany, and in all communist countries. It has always failed to provide economic security, and has always ended in tyranny. A government which can take a warm personal interest in one citizen can take a cold, calculating interest in another. A government which can subsidize your farm or business or send you checks for unemployment or relief can also seize the bodies and property of your sons and daughters. Many Americans are pitifully confused in their efforts to defend Americanism against communism because they do not really know the difference. They have the leadership of modern liberalism to thank for this confusion. Using the police power of government to take from those who have for redistribution among those who have not is called by our liberals achieving economic justice through the processes of democracy. In communist countries, the same thing is called liquidation of capitalism through the dictatorship of the proletariat. What is the Americanism concept of helping the have-nots? Every American has an individual responsibility under God to help others in distress. But the decision as to when, how much, and to whom is legally and morally his and not his government's. Government cannot make men prosperous any more than it can make men good. Government cannot produce anything. It can merely seize and divide what individuals have produced. Government can give the people nothing which government has not first taken away from them. And the amount which government doles back to the people or spends to promote their welfare is always less than it takes. America is a fabulous country, a land where lofty mountains and deep rivers bear names that are music on the tongue, names rich in the lore and legend of marvelous and mysterious Indian tribes who prefer death to surrender. But America is more than poetry. It is a land where men know that morality, conscience, and happiness can be achieved only by individual effort with divine help. Where equality signifies the equal importance of individuals before God and before the law, but recognizes the infinite diversity of talents, tastes, ambitions, capacities, and material conditions as natural for free man and essential to the progress of human society. Where stern men firm in their faith in God speak with divine authority when they say to their own government, "Thou shalt not abridge these freedoms which God has given us." I cringe when I hear an American praise the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights and insinuate that it is an extension of the American Bill of Rights. The United Nations Declaration of Human Rights is a blueprint for international socialism. It is a promise of all member nations that the force of government will be used to level and spread material benefits until everyone enjoys the same kind of sameness that characterizes a fine litter of fattening hogs. The American Bill of Rights, on the contrary, tells government what it must not do. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects shall not be violated. Government shall not. That is the American philosophy of liberty, which spread abroad and tugged at the hearts of men all over the earth. That was the promise of America. This is the 10th anniversary broadcast of the Dan Smoot Report. It is a revision of the first broadcast I made in this series 10 years ago. On this 10th anniversary of my broadcast, I have given you a brief of America's promise, my original broadcast, because I cherish a great truth expressed by George Mason, one of our founding fathers. George Mason said, "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles." That is why, through the years, I recur to the fundamental principles that form the bedrock of our society.
All right, folks, we can pause there, and that is the second program, America's Promise, which we may have aired some time ago on these programs. It is a truism that while we speak at these darkest hours in these days of America, when this administration, totally uninhibited by Congress and by the courts, is moving mightily to take away those remaining constitutional guarantees in the Bill of Rights as quickly as it can. And first and foremost among them, of course, is the First Amendment to redress and free speech, and it is doing that in a myriad of ways. Secondly, the Second Amendment, which without that, the First Amendment is made meaningless. So we have tyrants running us today, and we certainly merit some of those tyrants, if not all of them, because of our disobedience to God and to abandoning those precepts upon which he gave us to live. He gave us those precepts, told us who we were, and his people. He is the God of his people, and he made that plain throughout history. And that's why Hosea could say, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, for lack of understanding, of obedience to him." And America now is at that death door, that death grip of that threshold of extinguishing itself. And the beasts, the tyrants, the despots that rule over us, whether they be from the executive branch or the court, which has grown increasingly communistic within the last several years, 4-4 decisions, with Scalia gone, even more vile than ever before. We have a tyrannical federal court system doing what it does simply because the Congress has abandoned all of its responsibilities. Congress itself is an imperial Congress, giving cover to and support for every illegal move of the court, violating state sovereignty, violating the 10th Amendment, violating Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2, the Exceptions Clause. No nation which has that kind of despotism and tyranny as the core of its central being can survive. There is no way it can survive. It will descend even farther down the road to the abyss of slavery. And so, yes, we talked earlier about guns with Frank and some of the others who have written to me, emailed me. And yes, indeed, those are all good. Having the weapons to defend you and your family and your property, certainly whatever weapons it takes is definitely a blessing. In the end, though, it will be the sword of God and his truth that will secure those blessings once again. By the way, if you wish to, one of our emailers and our supporters has a chat room that you would like to avail yourselves of. It's Rick Adams, one word, .chatango.com. If you care to take advantage of that opportunity to engage in some chat, you may do that. Rick Adams, .chatango.com. All right, so I'm passing that along to you as well. Thank you. Even as I speak, we are getting some new subscribers to the YouTube channel. And I'm very pleased with the response that we've had to our last two programs, the second of which is airing now on local access television with our young guests, our youth who are coming of age spiritually, you know, to see this dark world that they were brought up in with no help from parents, just the help of God, just touching their hearts because they're seekers. And seekers will find. You know, the scriptures, it tells us, if you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open. But if you don't knock, and you don't ask, and you don't work on your behalf to do something, you will not have the answers you're looking for. So, as we see the darkness descending upon us, and these dark clouds, we'll know that there is a light in that dark tunnel. And we've come back now to wrap up the show today, this Independence Day weekend show with Rick Adams. We will do that in just a few moments.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 33diabetesreverse.com. That's 33diabetesreverse.com now.
The New World Order thought police are on the run.
because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back. You know, there are so many attacks taking place across America and the world at this hour. I can't even begin to name them all now. Heroic events taking place as well. All sorts of unusual things with wildlife that we're reading about, all kinds of strange creatures. You know, we're hearing about all kinds of animal life and things of that sort. You know, changes going on at Disney World and changes in Tampa and Orlando and all over the United States, California, the northern part, the forestry, the forest fires, the flooding in West Virginia. And it seems as if, you know, Rome is burning, folks. And Mr. Nero is playing with his fiddle. And the only solution from him or from them, the synagogue of Satan, is always more government. It's always more of the same. Because that is the God of this age, government. And, you know, there is one true God. And he's not very happy about that. And he says that when he comes, he is going to put an end to all lies, all deception, and all those who are perpetrating the lies, particularly those who are doing it in his name. That's the most unenviable situation to be in, isn't it, huh? When you think about it, is to do it using the good name of Christ to compromise others, to seduce others, and to line your pockets. That is what people are doing. All of these Hagees and Falwells and Robertsons and Tim LaHaye's. Oh, I can go down the list, you know, for hours. Talk about all of them, the Joel Osteens and so forth. And I was just talking to one of my viewers locally just yesterday. And he said, I was going to a church I thought was pretty solid, pretty rock-rib brick. And then one day the pastor got up and he said he was going to invite a rabbi to come in and talk to the flock. And he got up and walked out. He said, I wouldn't even broach the subject with him. I just left and took my wallet with me. And folks, that's what needs to be done. It all begins in the pulpit. And judgment, it does begin in the house of the Lord. So, on this Independence Day weekend, who is the source of our independence and who has made us interdependent? A loss of our freedom, our sovereignty, who is leading us to that final despotism of this age, the one world beast system spoken of by Daniel and in the book of Revelation. It is the synagogue of Satan. It's sons of Cain. Read Genesis all the way through to Revelation, and you will find no contradictions, my friends. It's good being with you again today on this special broadcast of Rick Adams Uncensored. I was happy I could take some time to devote some of our thoughts, our thinking, our meditation on all of these matters. And I think it's something we really should do from time to time, you know. And rather than have sometimes too many guests, it is better that we have discussion and meditation. Thank you all for your support of us. Read your Declaration of Independence and read the words of Patrick Henry. You might be incredibly surprised. Now you know why it's not taught in the schools, but the Holocaust theories are. Okay, folks, we'll be back, God willing, next week, same time, same network. Support RVN. Rick Adams saying goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain,
lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.